This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The most insane thing that happened to you, or the most insane thing that you witnessed happening at a show? Call now and tell us the story. 206-803-ROCK. See if we have someone on hold, and their story involves AC/DC, the Tacoma Dome, and fire.
I've heard about that before.
We're going to get that story in just a moment, so you awesome. Hang tight. First, we're going to catch up with David from Des Moines. David, what was the most insane thing that happened to you or that you witnessed at a show?
Yeah, so I was at Pain in the Grass. It was Five Finger Death Punch opening up for Rob Zombie. Yep. So during the openers on the outside, you know, they have like the water events that were opening up, like the sprinklers and all that stuff. So this guy and this girl, they just did a bunch of mushrooms and they were running around. She fell over, busted her knee up, and she was like bleeding like profusely. So they started like rubbing the blood over each other and they had a huge like makeout session and everyone started like cheering them on.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. It was absolutely wild, crazy, and insane.
That is bonk. I've seen some crazy things at our Pain in the Grass shows, but I don't think anything on that level.
Yeah, it was really gnarly.
I wonder whatever happened with them. Like, did they get married? They sound like they were perfect for each other.
I think they lived happily ever after.
You think so? She might walk with a limp now, but...
For sure. 206-803-ROCK. Old man Kenny in Gig Harbor. What's the most insane thing that happened to you or that you witnessed at a show?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, this was at the AC/DC show at the Tacoma Dome there. And they for those about to rock, they'd have the two cannons, one yes. on each side of the stage, fire them six or eight times. Well, at that time, a person on the floor apparently had some type of firework missile-type thing, shot it straight up. It hit the exact center on the main beams, which are wooden,
yep.
and started the fire. And they had to send stage. They didn't stop the show. They sent the stage boys up there and got it out. But the next show I seen, you could see the burn mark.
Oh, no.
How did he even get into the concert with like something that could like set off an explosive?
I don't know, man. But crazy. It was crazy. But I got even a crazier one. And this, I could tell it wasn't staged. It was 1974. My very first concert was Lynyrd Skynyrd. And the first opening bands had played. The lights are kind of on, waiting for Skynyrd. And about 50 feet off the stage, two guys had beef, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, a big circle opens up. It's a 20-foot opening. They are kick fight, boxing, back fist, front fist, spinning back kicks. Both of them. About a minute, and it wasn't staged. About a minute goes by, and one just dropped.
Ooh.
Just dropped, dude. Cold, but it wasn't stay. I mean, it was, what did he ask of two guys?
Well, yeah, and it's like, and it's Lynyrd Skynyrd. They're not known for like mosh pits and circle pits. So, I mean, like, this is something that's probably not, and even back in those days, I don't know if anyone was having mosh pits or circle pits going on.
No, there was a lot of, always back then, there was a lot of pressing to get up the stage. Pressing,
yeah.
pressing, pressing.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when I seen Rush one time, and the stage was buckling, and they kept threatening us two or three times. Russ is not going to come out unless you back up, unless you back up. So I grabbed one of my buddies, well, two, each grabbed by an arm, and we went from like 60 feet from the stage to 30 because everybody was going back and we were moving forward.
I'm glad you were listening to the directions, Kenny. That happened once. It was a Boxcar Racer. Do you remember that band?
Oh, yeah.
It was a side project for a couple of members of Blink-182.
For sure.
I got to do the stage announcement at the Paramount. That crowd was so hyped. They were just pushing and pushing, like you were saying. They finally were like, they looked at me. I already did my stage, and they're like, can you go back out there and tell everybody to take like four steps back? Because it was just like, we can't start the show with how things are going because it's only going to get worse once they start playing.
Oh, look at you. You saved the day.
I mean, yeah, I'm a hero.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.